everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump podcast, your source for three guys trying to wrestle down a chicken and make it eat a bunch of pills. That way it will go to sleep and we can do what we want to.
That sounds horrible. We should not do that. What is wrong with you? No, we're keeping that. That's just, I was creepy at the end of the last episode. You're right. Creepy at this one, just right out the gate. Yeah, no, this is great. Let's go with this.
I'm Cody.
I'm Cameron, I think.
And I'm the least creepy one this time. I'm Honey. Hi, how you doing?
What'd Cameron do?
I'm the least creepy this time.
That's true. We shouldn't describe what I'm wearing, but let's just say it's
a chicken suit.
So Cody was talking about doing things to Cameron. Yep. Just envision that.
Most of them probably don't know what we look like.
They've seen cartoons of us.
Yeah, but those are stylized.
Yeah, those look nothing like us.
No.
Which is exactly like us.
I'm a blonde girl.
You've never seen a blonde girl, because that's not what you look like in the thing,
yep,
or in real life.
I'm bad at drawing.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yep. Never seen a mirror. welcome to the Nerd Dump podcast, where we're normal, and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to be talking about...
magic!
Basically, we're going to be talking about the preparation for...
Armor!
War. The new trailer that dropped a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Our rewatching of the MCU. Mm-hmm. Up to the point where we're recording this.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little bit on our plans for Infinity Wars.
Yeah. And we can also talk about, since obviously this one's a departure from our usual episodes where we talk about Marvel.
Yeah.
I would say we could talk a little more about what's going on in the rest of the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
So stuff. Comics, the
other
TV series.
Stuff.
Right.
So yeah. But we want to start with the big one, the big pink purplish elephant in the room.
Right. I think you're having problems with colors again, Cameron.
I am. Well, it's not so much me, it's the fact that we started off with a red Thanos.
Right.
Then we got a purple Thanos, and now we have a partially, somewhat sunburned pink-looking Thanos.
Wearing full armor, though.
Yeah.
Which is way cooler
than
what we've seen thus far. I flicked myself in the teeth just now.
You don't want to do that.
No.
That's not how you eat. We are really professional. We are eating right now while we're recording.
I got popcorn!
We don't eat dinner, so.
So, the Infinity War trailer.
Yep.
Is a thing.
It dropped. We've got
a while back.
Better look at what Thanos is going to look like. Full armor. We see him holding the hand of a little green girl, which I assume is Baby Gamora.
Yeah,
probably.
That's
a flashback
that's
sequence.
Definitely,
or he just stole another kid.
Yeah.
We don't
know.
Like,
oh, I need a new green kid.
The last one turned on me.
Yeah. The beginning of the trailer, we get a voiceover by Gamora.
Uh-huh.
She seems to be talking to Tony Stark.
It could be clever editing, I'm pretty sure when we see her, when we first see her, she's on the ship.
Yeah, but at the same time, then they show Peter Quill talking to Iron Man in the same scene.
We know they're going to talk eventually, but we don't know if this is for sure her talking to Tony.
Right. It looks like he's in the same, Doctor Strange, the
Sanctum
Sanctorum. Gamora could very well be there, or it could be cobbled together. Who knows?
Who knows?
Trailers are misleading sometimes.
I pooped myself when Gamora was talking to Iron Man.
Yeah.
Pooped all over the house. It wasn't pleasant.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You don't have to have been there. There are still remnants and fecal matter all over the place right now.
Mm, awkward.
Stalactites.
Yeah. Even worse?
I hate everything we do.
It's all coming out of your mouth.
So
everything's coming out of his mouth.
We get that, and then we get, we see, like Honey talked about already, we see Star-Lord talking to Iron Man, talking to Spider-Man, talking to Drax is there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Together.
Yep.
Guardians and the
Avengers
and Sony Spider-Man all together in one spot. It's almost enough to make a nerd cry. Or poop the house.
Mm-hmm. Or just be generally excited like normal people.
Right.
Like me.
Yeah, but you definitely it's okay if you take a giant nerd dump in your pants.
Yep. That's the name of the podcast.
If anyone wanted to know how we came up with the name, it's basically that.
I watched the trailer and pooped myself.
Basically, we're bad at what we do. Yeah. That's how we came up with our name.
Also that. But, yeah, no, seeing... I mean, we all knew, I mean, that it was leading up to this. Right. And we got glimpses of that in the first teaser. But this was, like, dialogue happening between characters. Yep. And I gotta say, I'm gonna voice an unpopular opinion. I think the dialogue is... cheesy.
A little bit. I am avoiding saying it.
Yeah.
I have. But it did seem a little cheesy. And for all we know, it's edited for a preview.
Star Wars line definitely seemed like trailer fodder to me. But it just, it didn't, it sounded like someone trying to write like him. And that's one area where I'm concerned.
Right.
Is we have a movie with 70-some superhero characters who have all come from different movies.
Yeah. The Guardians have only been done by James Gunn up till this point.
Yes. And even, you know, cheesy lines, especially in Volume 2, there were some pretty poor lines.
True.
They were all pretty consistent with their characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of worried that with so many different characters, either they're not going to sound the same or they're going to sound just completely different and it's not going to... That's one area where I don't think it'll work.
Right.
Or I'm afraid that it won't.
Right. Something I somewhat worry about from the trailer so far is there appears to be a lot of CG.
Good thing it's not DC making it.
Right, but at the same time...
Or the people that made Humans?
Yeah. My favorite MCU movie to this point and still is Civil War.
Which, I thought it was Winter Soldier.
That's what I meant. Winter Soldier. Sorry. Which is very CG light in comparison to a lot of the MCU movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done by the Russo brothers,
which
are doing Infinity War, to my knowledge. So I was hoping it'd be a little more CG light. I understand it's a little hard to do sometimes.
Yeah. Thanos, or Rocket, Iron Man, almost any of them without CG.
It's harder, yes, but it seems to be leaning strongly on the CG right now, which can be a bad sign.
Yeah. I want to say Black Panther had a lot of CG, and it was done well.
Black Panther was done very well.
Yes. They had lots of CG.
They did.
So
we can hope.
There's hope.
There's hope.
Because they can only get better, right?
Yeah.
It's not DC, so, you know.
Right, yes. It's not DC.
DC.
We did get a glance at Thanos' minions at one point. The
faceless one?
The Black Order. Yep. The faceless one, sure.
I don't know the name.
There was a scene where you could see them like all standing in the background at one point.
Mm-hmm. And they had Loki with them too.
Yep.
Which was interesting.
I think it was when Thanos was like crushing Thor's head.
Yeah.
What it looked like. So that should be interesting.
So I'm betting that's early on. Because obviously, we know what happens at the end of Thor Ragnarok is that's Thanos' ship, and
everybody
we know
they're bad.
Yeah, so somehow Thor ends up on with the Guardians, and Loki has the Tesseract, which he gives to Thanos, or Thanos takes from him. Again, I still have that theory that Loki wants to use it against him.
I kind of there's one point in the trailer or something I've seen. I don't even remember if it was a trailer where you see Thanos holding the Tesseract and he crushes it.
Yeah,
probably to get the Infinity Stone.
That's in the new trailer.
Yeah. So, I'm betting that what went on was my bet is that he gives the Tesseract to Thanos to get him to stop killing Thor.
Huh.
That would make sense.
Because when he does it, he looks very like he doesn't look like here's your thing or anything like that. He looks like things have gone down. We see him in the background with the Black Order while Thor's getting his head crushed by Thanos.
Yeah, and if we were from the original teaser, we see him like walking over bodies that may or may not be dead, probably are, and that's when he holds it out. So that's a very, very sound idea.
That's my current theory.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's true, who knows?
Yeah.
But that's my current concept.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Apart from some of those some of the moments with the dialogue. I think it looks cool. One bit of dialogue I do happen to like is at the very end between Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. I just love the fact that he uses the term made-up name.
Yeah. Oh, instead of like, using our made-up name? Well, then I'm Spider-Man.
He doesn't say code name or superhero name. He says...
made-up name.
I like that. I like that term.
I was really expecting Doctor Strange to explain himself, and he's just like, huh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
He just kind of rolls his eyes a little bit.
He's like, I've explained my name too many times. Not for you, kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. I still think I'm going to die immediately after watching it because of awesomeness.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy with that.
You're just going to float. You're going to be sitting there, and you'll just kind of glance awkwardly, and then you'll float away. Like, pull a Luke Skywalker
have
at the end.
Any of you ever watched Kimmy Schmidt?
No.
Nada. Kind of want to, though.
It's a good show. It's a
that
good,
sounds horrible.
You would hate it. You
yes,
would
I would hate
you
it.
You would like it. There's a one point where there's this group that's protesting a show, a one-man show done by the roommate, because it's like he's doing a one-man show of one of his past lives when he was a geisha,
mm-hmm.
but he's a black man. So... Mm-hmm. A group of people protest him because that's cultural appropriation, basically. But he wins them all over with his amazing performance because in the show, he's been, that was his past life, so he actually was that person at one point, so he is able to perform well. But the point I'm making is there's a point where one of the people who's the internet people who got really offended by this is talking, and she says something that offends herself, and then she just blinks out of existence. That's what's going to happen to me.
I was just expecting from a lot of those animes where it's like you see the person just kind of lean their head over the side and then the ghost just kind of like floats out of their mouth. That's what I was envisioning.
So Infinity War, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still I mean, fully believe it's happening.
So I know you pointed out that you didn't like the Star-Lord interaction with Tony Stark
It
was super
him.
Cheesy.
Yes.
I thought the
dialogue
was great. I thought the dialogue was amazing because that was Peter Quill. Being cocky like he normally is.
Right.
He's like, okay, so what you said is bad. Let me say something, and it's going to be good. It's basically what he's saying, but in his normal douchey way, that's awesome.
Honestly, that to me almost seemed like something that Chris Pratt ad-libbed.
It seems that way.
Yeah, which is fine if it is.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I loved the interaction. And Stark's line, just going, wow.
Yeah.
That's everything that I wanted
it's
to
like,
see. Yeah.
It's Tony Stark getting somebody else that's like Tony Stark. Just...
Dumber.
Not quite as intelligent.
Dumber Tony Stark.
Yeah, dumber Tony Stark. That thinks he's as smart as Tony Stark. You know he's not.
If Tony had said something like, is this what I sound like to people immediately after? That would have been great.
Yeah, but he knows he's not that dumb. And I think that's probably why he's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, despite the actual line, I thought the interaction was perfect. So I'm definitely excited for more on that.
Right.
But yeah, like we didn't see. There were a few characters.
They barely showed. They showed Rocket just standing there. There was like some kind of almost like explosion, and then they kind of showed teenage Groot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there wasn't really much with them.
Right.
I don't remember seeing Mantis.
I think she was in the other trailer though.
Well, yeah,
but not in this trailer.
But because then I think even
Nebula.
Yeah, Nebula. I was like, Gamora's sister was in the other one, but I don't remember her in this one either.
Nope. There were, I was going to say,
there's a handful of them that didn't really show up. I mean...
No, there are some
because, like, Scarlet Witch was there, but, like, not saying anything.
There are some people, though, that haven't shown up in either trailer yet.
Did they show Winter Soldier? Oh, sorry. Spoilers!
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Black Panther by now, which you should have.
We know. Bucky, yeah, he shows up. There's a couple
he's
shots.
He's in Wakanda. So, yeah. But it's like, was he... Like, okay, yeah, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, another one. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But was he in the second one?
Yeah, he was.
In kind of the background area.
Okay, because I remember them showing...
And we've seen Falcon flying
around. It was Cap and Black Widow and obviously the Black Panther and all the Wakandans.
Right.
And like they showed them numerous times
right.
running around there. Did we get a look at Hulk, really, during this?
We saw Mark Ruffalo. We saw Bruce Banner. But no Hulk.
Yeah,
I know we saw the Hulkbuster armor,
right.
Mm-hmm.
which we saw that in the last one too.
There's theories that he's in that armor at one point.
So. I think that's how he gets to Wakanda. Is in that armor.
Like he flies there.
Ah, that would make sense.
So, Which we never see Hawkeye at all in either of these trailers.
That's one thing I wanted to mention.
I actually didn't realize that.
Actually, before we get
good old
that,
Hawkeye.
Yeah, because I like actual Hawkeye. I don't like this Hawkeye.
Yeah.
He's getting there.
Nah.
If he lives.
Right.
I'd be fine with him dying.
Before we get into that part, right. I just wanted to...
He wants to mention our sponsor today, chickens. Give them pills and see what happens.
Oh, God. I hate you so much. No, how cool would it be to see Hulk out while he's in the Hulkbuster armor and it, like, explodes with him?
Right,
it'd
be pretty cool. I could see Hulkbuster armor running up to Thanos. Thanos is like... Like, he's already beaten up Iron Man at one point. He's like, oh, you brought me another toy? And then he goes to punch and just starts hulking out. And it's like, and he's just like, oh, you're not the same guy. He gets hit in the face.
It'd be funny if he said that, too.
You're not the same guy.
I'm looking forward to it so much.
Yeah. But, yeah, to go back to what we were talking about, there are some characters who are noticeably absent, not just from the trailer, but from the poster.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, because...
Ant dude.
Yep.
Oh. So that means
Wasp
as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man's not there. But I'm imagining they'd be in there.
I mean, it's possible.
But when you have like 70...
A little bit.
Yeah, but when you have like 70 plus people that are going to be in it, it's going to be hard to throw them all on the poster.
Right.
For one. Right. Or throw everybody in the previews, because you got to leave some stuff for...
You know who did show up in the little directory of people down at the bottom of the poster? Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Is going to be in Infinity War.
Yeah. And that's...
Yeah, he... Oh, gosh, who is he supposed to be
playing? I've heard he's playing Pip the Troll, is what I've always heard.
But. Yeah, we don't... I don't believe we know for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing that I did was I did zoom in on the image of the poster. Because generally, you know, at least your top-tier actors are going to get billed.
Mm-hmm. Enhanced.
Right. But yeah, there's no mention of Paul Rudd or Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Which is kind of odd to me. Which either Hawkeye's going to be like just a minor cameo.
Or dead instantly.
Or he might show up at the end.
True. He did retire at one point.
He did retire, but then he helped with the Civil War, and then he got arrested.
Someone we haven't seen at all that I firmly believe is going to be in this movie.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, Nick Fury.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Possibly.
Haven't seen him at all, but he really should be in this movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson is not mentioned at all.
He's got to give his big speech. Whatever the, we got to save the world speech is, you know?
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're going to see, like, one of the post. I'm assuming we'll probably have at least one credit teaser. I'm wondering if he's going to show up and he'll have the characters who are missing.
Right.
Maybe like that'll be like the...
What if he started a Secret Warriors or New Warriors or whatever?
Something, that's what
Secret
I'm wondering.
Secret Avengers team.
Like he's got... I mean, I'm assuming that one of the team is... Wakanda's probably the alpha team.
Right.
We've got a beta team. I'm wondering if they're going to be like the Omega team. So like Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And
I just thought
Ant-Man.
Of something I want to happen now.
Okay.
This is what I want. It's decided, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel, listen up. Reshoot it.
Reshoot it now.
Infinity Wars, like, everybody loses. They might not all die, but they lose. And Thanos is getting away or whatever. Then Samuel L. Jackson shows up with his Secret Avengers. And who's on his Secret Avengers? He's got Hawkeye, because reasons. He's got Ant-Man and the Wasp. He's got Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, and Iron Fist, and he's got Quake from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Deathlok from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I thought of that too. I'm thinking that could be very cool.
His Secret Avengers.
Maybe even Captain Marvel. She's still rumored to be in this movie. Some people are saying they've seen her in the background.
Right.
I know what image they're talking about.
It's not
it
her.
Could be anything.
It's
it
not.
Could be nothing.
It's Scarlet Witch.
Maybe. I'm betting.
Oh,
yeah.
And Quicksilver. He brought Quicksilver back from the dead.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What happened?
Something.
Sister, what were we talking about? I, like, totally blanked out for the last
Theories.
Little bit. What was your theory?
Well, it's more of a wish list than a theory. Basically,
Fury.
Fury shows up at the end with all the TV characters. and Hawkeye and Ant-Man and the Wasp as his Secret Avengers. So you got your Netflix characters and your S.H.I.E.L.D. characters. I don't know, I'm just listening again.
Sorry, but...
anyway, so... Yeah, that could happen.
Fury Dream Team thing go?
Yeah. He shows up with all the TV characters.
Oh!
And maybe future movie characters, you never know.
Hmm.
Yep.
That'd be cool. Sorry, I was reading.
But yeah.
That's good.
What were we talking about?
We were just talking about Infinity War literally seconds ago.
Okay, cool.
So, got a lot of theories, got a lot of things that we would love to see.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about this at length. I don't want to necessarily do a Deadpool. But,
what if he was with Fury too?
I might need to change my pants.
Right?
He'll take a giant nerd dump in his pants.
That's not what I was meaning, but sure.
Oh, that would be the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. He doesn't have to show up with all the TV people. If he shows up with some X-Men...
Yeah.
Maybe the Fantastic Four?
Deadpool.
What if it's Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, and Deadpool? What if it shows up with X-Force?
I might die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably have a heart attack and die.
Like, the whole time we're like, when's the last Infinity Stone? We don't know. And then we see Fury open a whole reality and he's holding it. He's like, I brought backup. And the Deadpool and Wolverine come out. And that's where it ends.
Throwing like Cable and Bishop and I'm sold.
Yeah. I like this. It will not happen, but I like
no,
it.
No, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, how great would it be to actually have like Cable and Bishop, people that have been known to time travel, just show up and be like, we've come back in time to save you guys.
Thanos messed things up.
Yeah.
Wait, the Cable's played by Thanos.
Oh, okay, so Josh Bishop Rowan. Bishop and Shard come back.
Yeah, there you go. Ugh.
Or we just have Cable... Or...
For some reason, Booster Gold shows up. We don't know.
Okay, he is probably my favorite DC character. I don't like very much from DC, right. But I would be okay with that. I've come back to the, whoa, where am I? I think I'm in the wrong time.
He just shows up, there's dead Avengers everywhere. He's like, oh... This isn't right. Hey, computer. What's it called? Computer?
Skeets.
Yep. Skeets, where are we? Oh, we popped dimensions. Crap. Reschedule.
I'm in the wrong universe. I'm out. If we could make movies, they would suck.
They would be real bad.
But if we could make movies,
we
they would suck
amazing.
That one time.
It wasn't very good.
No, we still need to make that at some point. It's still viable. We could do it.
It needs an ending.
Well, write one.
Yeah. Anyway. To the point.
Yep.
Infinity War
is a thing that's coming out very soon.
I still want to see one of the Avengers die and then they turn into a Skrull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, as cool as that'd be, I highly doubt they would do that.
Well, Captain Marvel's coming out soon and she's fighting Skrulls.
Yeah. But at the same time, though, I don't know if they would actually do that. Well, okay, if they have one of the people that we haven't been seeing pop up in any of the previews or posters or anything,
right?
And they show up and they're the ones that die and turn into a Skrull, we'd be like, oh my gosh, no wonder they've been missing. They got replaced by Skrulls.
Mm-hmm.
So that would work out really, really well.
What if Fury shows up with the Thunderbolts? Like he shows up with like Abomination and who else is still alive?
Well, any of the Spider-Man villains that we know now.
Vulture, Scorpion.
Yeah.
Wasn't Venom a part of Thunderbolts?
Yeah, but he hasn't been introduced at all yet. I'm talking like people who have been villains who are still alive.
Oh. Wasn't the Punisher even?
A Thunderbolt?
He was a Thunderbolt. Him
I mean,
he's
in a TV show.
Yeah.
I guess, so, I mean, that's plausible.
If Fury shows up with Punisher, that'd be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They can even know each other. It's like, you sent me on that mission. Did you kill my family?
He knows who killed his family.
Yeah, we thought he knew in Daredevil. He turned out to be wrong.
Then he made Jason.
I'm just thinking here. Not Samuel Jackson. Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Could very well be a Skrull.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he died in Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And
yes, Queen.
No, I mean,
that's plausible. Because then Maria Hill should probably also be a Skrull.
Right. That's also kind of what I was saying.
Still plausible.
Slowly replacing people. Like everyone who's been injured and taken off and came back healed.
Yeah.
Skrulls.
Coulson.
Right. Coulson's a Skrull? That could be interesting.
Covers it up with a Tahiti project?
Mm-hmm. It could be. It means things would have... It means Fury would have had to turn into Skrull earlier, though, probably.
True.
Yeah.
But stuff.
But, yeah. He could... I mean, it makes sense to plausibly fake your death for a while to go elsewhere and do whatever, too.
Yep.
As a Skrull.
Yeah. Or it could be when he... If, you know, he did survive Winter Soldier.
Right.
And then when he said he was going off to Europe or whatever.
Something like that.
At the end. And then he could have gotten replaced then.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, I think that was him at the end of Winter Soldier when he's confronting Robert Redford and all that.
Right, right.
I think that would kind of be a cop-out if that turned out to be a Skrull.
Yeah.
Because that seemed very personal.
But when he showed up on Hawkeye's farm, he might have been a Skrull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any time after.
I think that's the last time we've seen him.
I'm pretty sure. Unless he showed up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at some point.
Not since
then. But I quit watching well before then.
Yeah, not since then.
No.
So maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
But we're going to... Hopefully we'll find out.
Right.
But...
So, how is everyone's rewatching going?
Not well.
You're still on Iron Man?
Yep. Still ready for the first one,
right.
That because I haven't had time to watch things. So I'm probably not going to get very far along.
Right.
I'm probably not going to take off a week from work for this because I have to do that.
I'm
not going to do that.
Yeah.
As much fun as that could be, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I mean, I kind of want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, would love to do that.
Right. Any day for no reason.
Like a whole week. I would love it.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
No, because you kind of need to get paid.
I mean, yeah, plausibly. It'd be very beneficial, you know, paying bills and stuff.
Right. I am up to Captain America, the First Avenger.
Nice.
That's where I am. I've watched Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor.
Okay. Right? I was concerned because I had planned on starting this back in August of last year.
Right.
I think I had too.
Yeah, because I was going to do, because, you know, I'm busy. And obviously, I haven't been able to watch any of the TV shows or anything. I figured 2 a month, I can do that.
Right.
And it didn't happen. It didn't happen until about 6 weeks ago.
Right.
We sat down and I think we finished phase one in a weekend.
Nice.
Skipped Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's got some Easter eggs that come back into play that you don't realize because you don't really watch Incredible Hulk very much.
Right.
But, yeah.
Or at all. Still never seen it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good, but it was definitely not something that needed
right.
to be watched. And then took about a month off,
right.
not on purpose.
Right.
But actually, a couple weeks ago, did watch Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World for the first time. Since seeing it in
right.
theaters.
It gets a little better on a rewatch.
I did enjoy it more.
Yeah.
It might have been the company that I was with when I saw it the first time that impacted
right.
my negativity.
Right.
So
Satan.
Yeah. You.
I thought you meant us.
No, yeah, it was but I enjoyed it more. It's still my least favorite.
Thor.
The Dark World.
Yeah.
But
is your least favorite Thor or your least favorite Marvel movie?
Least favorite Marvel movie of the, least favorite film in the MCU is Dark World.
Mine's Inhumans.
I haven't seen it. I don't include it. But there's definitely a lot more that I enjoyed the second.
That, those are a bunch of people we haven't seen in the trailer at all. The Inhumans.
Yay! Huh. Let's keep it that
leave
way.
It
yeah.
Forget it. Let's forget it ever happened, Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just forget it.
Yeah, but I did finally get to watch my absolute favorite. Winter Soldier.
Yep, mine too.
Still love it.
Yep.
Just the opening with just a little bit of dialogue. It's not overly funny.
Mm.
It's the humor is so natural in that.
It's
that
probably one of
I
the most
it.
Serious MCU movies.
Yeah. And it's done so well.
Yep.
I could watch it I could watch it every single day and never get tired of it.
Yep.
So punchy, I think
punchy kick kick.
Yep.
It has Batroc the Leaper in it.
And they make him work.
Yeah. Wait, what? He's in what?
Winter Soldier. He's the guy who's always kicking Captain America at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. That's Batroc the Leaper?
Yep.
Yep.
I need to rewatch that movie.
Yes, you should.
I think I've only seen it once. I don't remember that.
Yep, it's the best one.
It is. I'm skipping Guardians because I'm going to watch that and the second one.
Right, because since they occur right next to each other
right.
in the MCU timeline.
Yeah, and I thought just in terms of chronology, it'd be fun to watch Winter Soldier, then Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, and Civil War, because they're very connected,
yeah.
and they have pretty much most of the same characters.
Yeah,
true.
Actually, they all. I think the only connecting person is Falcon.
Yeah,
he's in all of them.
He's important.
Yes.
Yeah,
and he's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Easily my favorite Falcon to ever be on the movies.
Huh. Wonder why.
I'm alone.
It's going fairly well.
Something I would suggest if you're watching the DVD or Blu-rays is to make sure to watch the one-shots, the Marvel one-shots.
Yep.
What?
Marvel one-shots are like little shorts that they made that help to tie the movies together even more. Like
I don't know if I've ever seen any of them.
On the Thor, I think it's the Thor movies, they have the one-shot called The Consultant.
Yep.
Which is Agent Coulson talking to Agent Sitwell about how the S.H.I.E.L.D. Council or whatever wants Abomination for the Avengers.
Weird.
And they're like, you need to send somebody to talk to General Rosh to get Abomination on the Avengers. And they're like, this is a horrible plan, but they want it, so we gotta send somebody. And they're like, send the consultant. So they send Iron Man to talk to General Ross, knowing that Iron Man will just piss General Ross off and he won't give them anything they want.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Definitely a good way to kind of explain that little plot. Not really a plot hole, just something they never really
explained.
Came back and addressed.
Yeah.
But it is fun.
Yeah.
And I watched the one on Thor the Dark World. All Hail the King or Hail to the King?
Yeah.
Whichever one with the Mandarin.
Yep.
Finally saw that one.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that one, yeah.
I need to watch these, apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just watch those.
Some of them are on YouTube.
You could do that. Yeah.
That one explains that the guy who's pretending to be the Mandarin the whole time is not the Mandarin. But there is a real Mandarin out there, and he's mad that someone was pretending to be him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
they're trying to say that it's not the glowing weird dude that was like,
not that guy either.
Good!
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I really want to see that now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was only made to satisfy all the fans who hated the fact that the Mandarin wasn't real.
Right.
But I'm okay with that, because...
I'm not.
It, yeah.
Right.
It doesn't bother me. I'm okay with the fact that they are satisfying.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I did not hate the fact that Ben Kingsley was a guy hired to pretend to be the Mandarin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hated the fact that
the other guy,
the glowy guy, what, kill something?
Killian
was supposed to be the Mandarin.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
Very different characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when it's like, oh no, he wasn't the Mandarin either. He just said he was.
Like, if they would have had Ben Kingsley be the fake actor guy and, like, they realize that, and then they actually have the real Mandarin, like, still hiding in the shadows kind of thing, just laughing, you know, about,
or even
like,
just say there is no Mandarin would have been better than making Chloe do the Mandarin.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. He's technically only using the name. Like,
exactly.
It was his idea, so that's why he says.
Which is what the short goes into and even more. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which is good.
Mm-hmm. And it brought us, it gave us a now Academy Award winner, Sam Rockwell, reprising Justin Hammer.
Yep.
Because I loved him in that part. So seeing more of him was also fun. Still got a few more to go. But
yeah, I got to catch up.
Yeah.
We watched, like, I think we watched Iron Man 2 and Thor and Incredible Hulk in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Just to power up.
That's what we did with that and Iron Man 2, which again, liked it better. I mean, I've seen it a few times now, but I like it better now than I did from before.
It's about the same for me.
Yeah.
Which, as you can see, is fairly low on my list.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it has. I think it's a lot better than people give credit for. Yeah.
Now, I would watch any of these MCU movies over watching Batman versus Superman again, though.
Oh yeah.
Other than Inhumans.
Easily. Yeah, that's fair.
Other than Inhumans, Marvel, do you hear me? Oh, that was such a bad movie.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd watch Suicide Squad over Batman vs. Superman.
I would too, yeah. I've watched Suicide Squad for fun. I've never watched Batman vs. Superman for fun.
There are worse decisions you could make.
Yeah.
So, back to TV, though. Since I don't watch anything with that, what's been going on? I've heard some interesting things are going on with Coulson.
Yes.
Now that this...
TV?
Since Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is getting ready to end.
Yeah. So Coulson is dying currently in the show.
Okay.
You may remember, for those who've watched it, when he made that pact with the Ghost Rider. He took on the Spirit of Vengeance.
I love the fact that Ghost Rider showed up, but I didn't watch it.
I know I watched some of that. I'm way behind in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But Coulson's dying. Apparently, when he made the pact with the Ghost Rider, the deal was the Ghost Rider could take whatever he wants, and the Ghost Rider took his Tahiti Project powers, basically.
Hmm.
So he's slowly necrotizing, basically.
Hmm.
So that's what's happening in the show right now.
Okay.
Yo-Yo, if you know who Yo-Yo is.
Yeah.
She was a secret warrior. One of Fury's original team members.
Mm-hmm.
She got her arms cut off. That was pretty cool. And they are not sure how they went to the future for a while. And in the future, the Earth is destroyed.
Okay.
And they're not sure. Everyone says that Quake did it. That she destroyed the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's starting to look like it wasn't her fault. I theorize that it was Thanos. And something they're going to do is going to make it so Thanos doesn't destroy the world.
Hmm.
But we'll see.
Yeah, the only thing I'm really caught up on TV-wise is actually Gotham.
I'm behind on Gotham.
Yeah, I watched Gotham, which is weird that I'm caught up on a DC show and not Marvel stuff.
Yeah. Me and Nick were watching it together, and it was... it came back on Hulu mm-hmm. back when Nick was doing all that stuff with his new girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And by the time he started calming down and putting it back in his pants, we'd already missed the first couple episodes on Hulu. So we got to wait for it to come to Netflix now.
Lame.
Yeah. things that might come back around. Because, like I said, S.H.I.E.L.D. might have something to do with Infinity War.
Which that is plausible.
They've done stuff before.
They've had tie-ins.
They've had tie-ins with movies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how in Age of Ultron, Nick Fury shows up with a helicarrier?
Right.
Coulson built that helicarrier.
Okay.
They had a whole thing, a whole season arc about Coulson's secret project that he wouldn't tell anyone what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out he was building a helicarrier. And that's where that came from.
Okay.
So it could be something that they don't even talk about in the movie.
Yeah.
But that... Like, Nick Fury could show up with some magic nullifier ray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, this is what they've been putting together on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for the last season or something like that.
Yeah.
But they won't say it in the movie because they're dicks like that.
Right.
So we'll see. There's not really anything from Defenders or any of that I think will...
Nah.
I haven't finished watching season 2 of Jessica Jones yet.
I haven't even tried to watch it.
It's okay so far. Nah. It's not as good as the first season, though.
The first season sucked!
Well, it's not as good as the first season, so I hate this. I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything's going to tie in from there. There was a new Cloak and Dagger trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either.
Although
that show does look intriguing to me.
Yeah.
It does, too.
I think if anything will tie in, it will be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It'd be real nice for Coulson to come back into the movie universe.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for them to explain for people who haven't been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm. But I think if they carry through and they for sure kill him off in the show, that will, that keeps his death meaning something in the films. And I think that's a big part of why they're not a part of the movie, apart from plot lines here and there.
Right.
Is so they don't take that away.
Well, they've talked about a little bit that supposedly some of the Avengers know that Coulson's alive again.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And to be fair, Coulson's face has been printed all over TV.
Yeah,
same as Man at Large.
Yeah, he's a Man at Large. Right? Like he's most wanted in the United States right now. So pretty much all of them should know Coulson's alive, or at least someone with Coulson's face. Because they talked about at one point he had a conversation with Thor about something. I can't remember what it was. They didn't show it, obviously. But so some of the Avengers know he's alive again, supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was one of those times when one of the Asgardian people came to Earth and was doing whatever. And he was like, I was talking with Thor and blah, 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 blah. Like, he said it, but they didn't show it because obviously they weren't going to get Thor the on the TV show.
Right.
Yeah. But I do, like, I don't think Coulson will come back. I want Coulson to come back to the movies. I think it'd be really fun if he had the gun that he shot at Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back to shoot at Thanos. And they're just like, what the hell? Or something like that. But I do wish some of the other characters, like, they have Quake and Yo-Yo.
Yeah.
Who are secret warriors. They're Nick Fury's secret warriors. I wish they'd show up in the movies at some point.
Yeah.
They even have Absorbing Man is on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's true. Yeah. I remember. I
forget about him.
Yeah, I remember that from season two, I think, when I still watched it.
Yep. They've kind of explained, they haven't super explained it, but if you've watched Daredevil, you know that the boxer that Daredevil's dad fought was Crusher Creel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy who's playing Absorbing Man's far too young to be the boxer who fought Daredevil's dad. The Secret Warriors comics, there is the son of Absorbing Man is on the Secret Warriors team in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Stonewall, if I remember correctly. So my theory is that the Absorbing Man that is on S.H.I.E.L.D. is Stonewall, not the actual Absorbing Man.
Okay.
Mm. He's the son of Crusher Creel. Even though his name is Creel.
Yeah.
But that'd be his last name, so that makes sense.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
So,
definitely possible.
In the comics, Stonewall and Yo-Yo actually hook up. Because they're together. But
So Absorbing Man, or at least that one, is back now?
Yeah, he was on last week's episode.
Okay.
Again.
Huh. Very interesting. I feel like Marvel's probably going to have some plans for Quake. Just because she hasn't really done much in the comics recently, but she is going to be part of the Marvel Rising, the new animated series.
Yeah, which I'm looking forward to.
Me too. Good segue. Hey, let's talk about that.
You know what I just thought about what they should do, which obviously they won't in a million years, but they should have Nick Fury pop up like right when everything's going south with fighting Thanos. And, like, he shows up with Gwenpool. And she's like, do this to win! She knows how to win.
Yes, she does.
Read all the comics. Sorry, I don't know why that just popped in my head. But
I'm glad it did. I love Gwenpool.
But anyway, carry on with what you were saying.
Yeah. Marvel Rising.
Yes.
Miss Marvel, who, as of right now, isn't really going to appear in anything else.
Right.
But
Have you seen anything about Marvel Rising yet?
No.
Okay, it's a cartoon.
Cartoons, I love those.
It has a bunch of the kind of newer-ish heroes, along with a few of the old ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's got Captain Marvels in it.
Yep.
I've seen. But it's also got Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan. It has
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl's in it.
She'll be voiced by the same actress who is playing her in the New Warriors TV show.
Quake is in it, and she's voiced by Quake from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Uh-huh.
You showed me a preview, but it wasn't anything showing anything.
Yeah.
It was just
they don't have
actresses.
Yeah, they just have images at this point.
They also have Spider-Gwen is going to be in this.
Nice.
Yep. And Patriot also.
Yeah, Patriot.
Formerly of Young Avengers, who has done nothing.
The question is which Patriot? Because there is actually a new Patriot in the comics now.
It might be him.
Okay.
Because, Eli Bradley, the original Patriot, he has not been around in a long time.
He had a big dope scandal for a while.
Pretty much.
Using the mutant enhancement drug for a while to give himself superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
because he didn't have any.
Yeah.
So kind of like Newt?
Similar,
kind of.
He was the grandson of the original Captain America. Because in the comics, the original Captain America was a black man.
Yeah.
Because they experimented on black people before they gave it to a nice little white boy.
Right. Makes sense.
Horribly racist, but
incredibly
makes sense.
Good story.
Yeah, it's very good story.
So, but yeah. I haven't seen a whole lot other than just some promo images, but I think... I don't know. I think it could be fun.
I think so. I don't have cable, so I won't be able to watch it, but I'm looking forward to it. Unless, you know, because with the whole Disney buying Fox thing, Disney kind of already has stakes in ABC.
Yeah.
Hulu is two of its biggest dealers, or two of its biggest people who have stock in it are ABC and Fox.
Yeah.
So if Disney buys Fox, they're going to own a majority of Hulu. So that'd be really nice if they just started putting like their Disney animated shows directly on there for me.
That'd be awesome too, because I know they've been pulling everything off Netflix, but somebody said that they thought Disney was going to do their own.
That's what Disney's been saying, yes.
Yeah, supposedly that's going to happen.
I hope they just buy Fox and then make Hulu their own. It's like, Hulu's ours now. You just buy Hulu with Fox, because they'll basically own it.
Yeah.
They own like the majority shares in Hulu at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about?
Cartoons.
We're talking about Mickey Mouse and his gauntlet, putting in all the different networks into
have
his...
Have you seen that meme?
But I don't
did you not
whatsoever.
I posted it on our Nerd Dump Facebook page, the, like, you know, the weird...
That.
What was it? The Infinity War's weird trailer?
Oh, that. Yeah, I did see that.
Because it showed Mickey Mouse as Thanos, and he, because like the last stone he was dropping in was DC. DC Batman, no! Get punched into a car.
It was hilarious. It was really nice. That was my favorite part, I think.
Well, yeah, that was the best part of it. But yeah, we should watch it again.
We should.
Yep.
Give I should post views. It again. Is that thing great?
Indeed.
Cody's rubbed off on me too much. I like weird crap like that now.
Yep. I made him wear the chicken costume.
He didn't make me. I mean, carry on.
So, Marvel's got some very interesting things.
Yeah.
They did, they are releasing more of their teasers for what's happening in the comics.
Right.
Because before they were movies, these were comics.
Yes.
You wouldn't know from the new Marvel Studios logo that shows only the movie versions of the characters.
Yes.
Which, doing the rewatch and seeing the old logos where they had the comic-like panels, I miss that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we know what the characters look like now. Kind of miss the throwback to the comic pages, but...
Yep.
Anyway.
I don't read comics very often.
No, you don't.
Tony's illiterate.
So...
No, I read actual books.
I don't.
Oh, if they don't have pictures, who cares?
Some of them have pictures.
Well,
from time to time.
True. So, yeah, they're going to be a new Avengers title.
Right.
Has an interesting lineup. Black Panther, Captain... The original... Some of the original Avengers, very few of the legacy characters look to be coming back.
Is Pym on it? Because last I saw Pym, he was part Ultron.
Yeah, I don't believe he is.
Okay.
But they've... There's an Ant-Man miniseries coming out that I think is going to have Scott Lang.
Okay.
Who's still currently Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure
he's
still around.
There's like two or three Ant-Mans right now.
Are there?
Yeah.
I know there have been. Because
there's Scott Lang who's doing Ant-Man stuff. There's this other guy I don't actually remember the name of, but he does more science stuff. He only goes Giant Man is all I've ever seen him do.
Mm-hmm.
But he's more just a science-y guy who also has pin particles.
Oh, yeah. I saw him in something, but I can't remember what.
And then there's... Black Ant, who used to be an Ant-Man, but now he's a villain.
Eric Grady? Or Eric O'Grady? Is he still alive?
I think he's Black Ant. I'm not 100% sure on that. He worked for Hydra Captain America.
Interesting.
In Secret Empire.
Yeah.
Him and Taskmaster teamed up again.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
friends. And then they turned on Hydra Captain America right before the end.
That's somebody I want to see in one of the movies.
Yeah.
Taskmaster.
Oh, agreed.
Oh, I there's an interesting story thread going on in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, where this guy got experimented on, and now he can't forget things.
Oh.
I'm wondering.
That's a Taskmaster in making.
I'm wondering.
And then all they gotta do is throw in Deadpool to just screw him up.
I'm wondering. I hope. Because he's being trained by the government, but the bad guy government right now.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's gonna be Taskmaster at some point, which would be really cool.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember his alter ego.
They've even revealed it. Taskmaster in the comics has a, like, he forgets stuff.
Yeah.
For everything he learns. He doesn't remember.
That's right. Yeah, it's been a while since I've read anything with him, but
I read so much about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorite villains.
He's sometimes
a good guy.
Yeah.
If you pay him enough.
Yeah.
He's a legit mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't kill for funsies. He does what he's paid to do.
Yep.
Understandable.
Yep.
So.
I do what I get paid for.
Well, of course you do.
Mostly butt stuff.
While wearing a chicken suit.
Thankfully, I've never been paid to do that.
Yeah. Chicken soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if Taskmaster showed up in the MCU, that'd be pretty cool.
I would love that, too. Yeah. So. Maybe.
He could make a decent Black Panther villain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want him against, like, Captain Marvel or anything like that. Someone who flies and shoots laser beams.
But, like, somewhat of a street level.
Oh, he'd make a really good Spider-Man villain.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
I would say throw him into one of the Netflix series, but with Daredevil Season 3 coming eventually, I feel like, again, having not watched it, I really feel like eventually they're going to have to get to Bullseye.
Yeah.
Somehow. I mean, he's too much of
a
big villain for Daredevil.
The third season of Daredevil is rumored to be the one where he discovers his mom.
Mm-hmm.
That storyline where he, because at the end of Defenders, he wakes up in a nunnery.
Yeah.
So his mom's probably going to be the bad guy in the third season.
I remember they kind of tackled that.
I don't know anything about mom.
Well, neither do I. So, you know who I'd love to see in the MCU still?
Hmm.
That we still haven't gotten? She-Hulk.
Yeah, there was some rumors a while back, like, that was going to be one of the Netflix series or even on ABC and do, like, a procedural.
Right.
Like, an actual, like, Ally McBeal kind of show where it's half drama, half comedy.
Right.
And I think that would be a fun way to do it, but...
To me, there's something wrong with MCU TV right now.
Mm-hmm.
The last several Netflix series have kind of been at the best, like, meh. So I kind of don't want to see that as a TV series until maybe they get some new leadership in the TV side. Because I want it to be good.
Right.
So
I almost wonder if it's because they're doing so many all at the same time now. Because
could be.
I think when Daredevil came out, correct me if I'm wrong, that was like the only one for a year.
S.H.I.E.L.D. was there.
Okay. But, I mean...
And Netflix, yes.
And then, of course, we got, I think, season 2 of that came out, and then Jessica Jones.
Right.
So then it was 2 a year, and now it's...
Like 3 or 4 a year.
Yeah, so I think with the quantity going up, the quality is going down.
True. That's a very true statement. Okay, so, question.
Yes. Answer.
Has Namor popped up in any of the movies so far? I don't think he has.
His rights, as far as I know, are still tied up with Universal. They're the only ones that can make a Namor film.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, honestly, I don't think there's a lot of demand for that.
To be fair, though, technically the Hulk's rights are at Universal.
True.
They're the only ones who can make a Hulk movie.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is make him not the main character in a movie, and it's fine.
Right.
That's how you make a Planet Hulk movie starring Thor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But no, so what if, going back to the Infinity Wars movie,
right?
What if instead of, like, we have different people dropping here and there, but outside of Namor,
mm-hmm.
we've technically had everybody else appear in a movie of some sort.
You're talking Invaders?
No, I'm talking the Illuminati.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if they come together and form the Illuminati and destroy him?
It could be.
Because, I mean, we already got most of them in the movie. I mean, you just need to add Mr. Fantastic, Professor X, and Black Bolt.
Yeah. Ooh, Black Bolt.
Mm. Like I said, technically been in a movie.
He was recently. He was probably the best part of that movie. But.
Outside of Lockjaw.
Yeah.
And, you know, they could substitute. I mean, Black Panther wasn't originally one of the Illuminati. Right.
But
so
he eventually
they could,
became.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he could be the Reed Richards analog, because they haven't introduced the Fantastic Four yet, and I don't think that's the way you want to do it.
No, it'd be interesting is if they didn't take Black Panther, because in this reality, he's not the smartest person in Wakanda.
Nope, it's his sister.
Uh-huh.
What if she was part of the Illuminati?
Oh, yeah, yeah, tweak it here and there how you want. I mean,
the Illuminati's supposed to be the big brains of the Marvel Universe.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And she's obviously, she's in the movie.
Yeah.
And I mean, Super Professor X, I mean, granted, the most recent movie he was in, he died, but that was supposed to be in the future?
Mm-hmm. And in a different reality altogether.
Yeah. So,
we don't know if the X-Men exists in this reality, and for all we know, it's something we haven't seen in any of those movies.
Yeah. I still like to theorize, we should have an episode about how we want to roll Fox in to the MCU.
Yep.
I don't think we have yet. I like the concept that mutants have always been there in the MCU. It's just Professor X isn't letting people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the comics, there was a long time where people didn't super know, especially that the X-Men were mutants.
Yeah.
They thought the X-Men were mutant hunters. And even before that, like in the first X-Men movie, Professor X was trying to keep mutants on the DL.
Yeah.
So why not just have that be what's going on in the MCU?
Yeah, the whole time Professor X has shielded mutants from people knowing about him. And anytime somebody starts talking about him, he wipes it from their memories.
Yeah. He has Cerebro.
Yeah.
Just. And maybe we could even have a movie where Tony or Black Panther, the Black Panther figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vibranium helps to block the telepathic whatever or something like that. Black Panther figures it out. And that's where the Avengers versus X-Men movie comes in.
I like
because
that.
Because he gets the Avengers to go attack the X-Men like, this guy's been erasing our minds.
We need to stop him. And then they're like, oh wait, you're good guys?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just trying to save your culture? Oh, that's cool.
Right. And I also like the idea that the Fantastic Four have also always been in the MCU. They're just scientists.
Yeah, there's no real need for them to be in the limelight because they're scientists.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I just recently read the entire Ultimate Fantastic Four run because I'm a loser. That's what I do. But I wanted to know about the Maker, frankly.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I would love the idea that I think they should go that way, that the Fantastic Four work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the Ultimate Universe, the Baxter Building is run by the government. So when they got powers, government just didn't let them outside. It's like, no, you're Reed Richards. You stay here and make us guns and stuff like that. But he's always like inventing other things, like spaceships.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in space.
They could be traveling the multiverse.
Yep. But anyways, we should save all that for another episode, even though I just explained it all.
Yep. Well, there's definitely plenty of
there's more.
No, oh, yeah, I've got so much more.
We've only merely tapped the surface.
Yes. Tapping it.
Yeah. So that is our episode. I was going to talk more comics, but you guys shame-had it.
A lot of what I talked about technically was comics,
that's
but
true.
Coming into the MCU.
That is true. So
I actually talked about things that are comics that were going into the MCU, surprisingly enough.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever. I don't even know what I'm talking about half the time.
That's true. Neither do we.
Well, generations.
We don't know what you're talking about. After
generations didn't last very long, so there's not really much we could talk about for that, you know?
Oh, but, yeah, the Marvel Legacy thing?
Yeah.
No.
They kind of did a soft reboot recently for.
Again?
Calling it Legacy, and now they're doing another one.
Yep.
So
Wolverine Logan is coming back.
I saw one of you guys posted something about a reboot that you guys could get behind. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And it was nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Was that a different?
It was different.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Nothing see, I don't different. Even know. Like, I was like, oh, hey, look, one of the comic book groups is, you know, starting over again.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun thing is Marvel never actually starts all the way over. They just start from zero in the comic numbers.
Yeah, and it's usually launching from whatever they did from before, so it's still like, oh, you should read this to know what's going on.
Yeah, it's never like DC does a full reboot every few years nowadays, mm-hmm. where they destroy their universe and make new ones.
Maybe that's why DC sucks so bad.
Yeah. I hear that Rebirth was really good. I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
A lot of the stuff that I've read is good.
There's been a few things, like, I've been intrigued with the Milk Wars in DC. Like,
what the hell?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's
I know
character
nothing
named,
about it.
There's a character named Milkman Man.
Milkman Man?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
But there's, like, I've seen
End
different...
episode.
No, like, I've seen different covers. Like, there was one that had Batman, and he was, like, floating, wearing, like, a priest outfit, but he still had his cowl on. Then Wonder Woman was dressed like a housewife. And Superman looked like he was dressed like a milkman.
Mm-hmm. Is that Milkman Man?
I don't know. Like, I didn't read them. I just saw the covers. And I was like, Milk Wars? What is this? I kind of want to read it, even though it's DC.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's their young animal line with Doom Patrol and different ones. They've been very
Doom Patrol back up and going again?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So.
But yeah, it's intriguing.
I've heard good things about Superman being a dad. Because he's a dad now in the DC.
Well, yeah, there's the Sons of Superman
comic.
I know about a lot of the different comics that are out. I just don't read them.
Right.
Kind of helps when I actually do stuff with comic books at work.
True.
So, that's our episode. Let us know if you're excited about Infinity Wars, as you should be.
Right.
And
if not, stop listening to us.
That's all we
don't ever
stop
listening to us. Get more people to listen to us.
Or
yeah,
stop.
It's
don't make any money off this. It doesn't super matter.
But
it matters to me.
Yeah, and it would definitely help if you went on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating so people can check us out.
Or just rate us at all.
Go ahead and be the first to do this.
Yep.
We've only been doing this for a year.
Happy anniversary, by the way. That was last month.
Like
but
months
still.
Ago.
Yeah. But anyway. So we are at Nerd Dump Podcast on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook. We're also on MySpace. If you still have MySpace, you can find us there.
Is that even still a thing?
Yeah.
It still exists.
Awesome.
Also, we are not on MySpace. So
no.
We are not.
None of us are, actually.
I never deleted my MySpace account. So as long as it's still there in existence, it's probably still there. I don't know how to sign into it anymore, but that's been... A long time ago, like a decade ago?
Oh, wow, yeah.
We're I feel old.
Yeah, I've officially been
You're
on
old.
I've officially been
Shut
on
up.
Facebook for a decade.
Yeah.
I think this summer, actually, so.
Probably.
Anyway.
Facebook.
But, yeah. We're also on the Twitters, individually. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Quack.
I'm at Viking Honey.
And again, you can check us out at Nerd Dump Podcast. Tweet us stuff, and you may get a mention on an upcoming episode.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, know that we love you.
Stop
doing
it. Bye! This has been a Nerd Dump production.